Carrie, what's WorkSmart Connector?
Well, WorkSmart Connector is a new organization that we're just launching, and it's really a collaboration of groups of employers and area schools and even local communities surrounding Pella, where everyone is coming together and trying to create pathways that allow students to find jobs right here close to home.
All right, and so how does it work? I suspect a lot of it comes from interaction with some area businesses, saying what they need, what jobs are available, and then the local schools saying, we can teach kids about these opportunities. Is that how it works? I'm sure it's much more than that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good start, just as you described it there. But what we've really known for quite some time already, and this goes back, you know, several years, that it has been really, really difficult at times for the area employers to get the workforce that they need to sustain their businesses. And that can be any size business, small, medium to large. It's just really difficult sometimes, even though we locally know all the opportunities that these employers offer. People outside our area don't always know that, but also people that live right here don't even know what the jobs are. And so employers have talked often, how can we become more visible to our students right here at home? How can we let them know that they don't have to go out of state or to some big urban area to get into some of these career opportunities? These experiences and job opportunities are right in their backyard. And so the question was, how can we make that more real to them? So by getting those businesses together, but then connecting them with local schools, both, you know, from elementary to high schools to colleges, where everybody sits down to talk about what are the solutions, what we've found and are creating is a pathway where young people can get some career awareness opportunities when they're in grade school already, just by bringing business people into the classroom, for example, and showing them what people do right here at home in their jobs here in Pella and the surrounding communities, but then always giving them a next step. So once they have that spark of interest in grade school, that then there's an opportunity where they can connect with a professional in a mentor relationship, for example, to ask questions and learn more about that career. But then they can also get the experiences in the workplace where they can explore their options through things like job shadows or visits, tours, a lot of little things, so that they can work their way into a potential job opportunity while they're still in high school, so they really have some direction or some clear career goals that they can pursue once they're out of high school. And for them to know that those options are right here locally is what our employers and our educators really want students to know about.
Yeah, because I hate to refer when I was a kid because it was so long ago, but it's like I only knew the jobs that were out there that my friends' parents had. And so if my best buddy's dad was a printer, I knew printing was an option. Somebody else was a teacher, I knew that was an option. My dad's a carpenter, I know that's an option. Mechanic, I know that's an option. I knew one guy that was a welder. But I mean, and then I knew a banker, but to know how to get into banking was like this impenetrable wall. I mean, it was just, I didn't know enough. And is it the same? Do kids run into those kinds of barriers?
Yeah, still? I think oftentimes students don't know how to get into a different career, you know, a particular career field. But even if they have a parent or a friend's parents that can give them some guidance, they don't necessarily know what options there are outside of that small group of friends or relationships. And particularly with as quickly as technology is changing the workforce, new jobs are opening up all the time. There's no way that students can really keep up with what options are in front of them unless they get into those workplaces and get to see it firsthand.
How does it work? Is there a class about here's the kinds of jobs that are out there? if you have these skills, you might think about that. Is it that formal?
It is to a degree. When kids are younger, we try and keep that door wide open to show them as many different careers and opportunities as we possibly can. We want them to know that there are so many options right here locally. When they get to that junior high or middle school time, what we're building out is an opportunity to help students put down their goals, to really think about what are the hobbies that I enjoy doing? Where do I like to get my hands into a given subject matter area? And then really helping them determine, because I like that, this could be a job that aligns with this. So that once they've had a chance to think through that, by the time they get to high school, we want to give them those job opportunities. And that's where work-based learning begins. So we have a lot of different career pathways now where young people can get those job opportunities by working part-time or full-time. But because we're working with the colleges, both community colleges and Central College, they can get college credit, academic credit, for that time spent in the workplace. And so then that can also help them take the steps that they need toward a college degree, but to do it while they're working and exploring.
Is this similar to programs that have, I think you've talked to me about before, that different groups will have, they'll teach welding and then segue the kids that love welding right into jobs in local companies that need welders? Is that how it works?
I would say very generally that is often how it works. So the welding example that you gave, we started with this effort using a welding apprenticeship program as our example. What we found out by offering a welding apprenticeship right here through the local Pella Career Academy and with guidance from other employers, that it was an effective way for young people to get an education and to eventually get a degree if that's what they choose to do. So we've really just taken that model now and we're applying it in a lot of different areas. So right now, in addition to welding, we have specific pathways in engineering, medical careers, culinary arts, early childhood education, and IT. And those have been identified because our employers are telling us those are some of our biggest in-demand job areas. Those are our need areas. But we don't want it to stop there. If there are employers that say, I have this particular job that I have such a hard time filling, if we're hearing that from employers, we want to talk to these employers and say, let's figure out how we can create a pathway so young people can see what it takes to get into that particular position and then give them the experiences and the steps to work them into that job opportunity.
Would you say what those categories were again?
Right now we have pathways in welding, engineering, medical careers, culinary arts, early childhood education, and IT. Information technology.
And so that's a very broad start. And so but that's going to change, I presume.
It definitely could, because this is very much driven by employer need.
And so you have your board and they sit down and talk and then you make decisions about you have to sort of look to the future, because by the time you set up something and get kids interested in it, or find the kids that are interested and train them, I mean, it can take some time. So you've got to be looking at the big trends.
Right. And this isn't, getting a student from the elementary school level to the point where they're in full-time workforce. That doesn't happen overnight, clearly. So along their journey, like you said, there are a lot of new jobs that could come up, and we are working with these employers to find out, what jobs are you looking at in the future? What do we need to start talking to students about now, the jobs that don't even exist today, but they will by the time that young person graduates from high school? and then creating the pathways for them to get there.
This sounds like you're opening doors, but the kids decide what door to walk through.
Exactly. And that's what's really exciting about this program, as far as I'm concerned, is it gives young people some customizable options. So say a student really wants to go a hands-on learning route, but they really wanted a degree, a college degree as well, this combines the two. And it's really stackable. So if a young person starts out thinking, I just want to get really good at a skill so I can get a good job right after high school, they can start there. But along the way, if they learn they want to specialize and advance themselves, there's always a next step for them to potentially earn that 2-year degree, but then add on to that so they can get that 4-year degree. And in the meantime, they don't have to worry about the fact that they've wasted too much time or money choosing a pathway that in the end didn't work out for them, because that happens a lot for young people. And then they have to start over. But with this Work Smart Connector avenue, we really encourage them to explore, and they don't lose time or money in the meantime.
Yeah, not that long ago, I was talking to a young lady whose parents wanted her to be a chemical engineer. She went, became a chemical engineer, got her degree, did it for 3 years and hated it, and went back to school and was a graphic designer and now loves it. So she might have been able to avoid that.
Right, and we see that all the time, and that's why we want to give these young people an opportunity to go into the facilities of an employer and watch the job, see the job, even experience the job firsthand, so they know much sooner if it does or doesn't work for them.
And they probably are also pretty good, if they spend any time there at all, they can see something about the workplace culture. Is this a culture that I can thrive in, or is this a little heavy-handed and I don't really like that? That can happen too, huh?
I think that's what makes it fun for the employers, because it gives them the opportunity to really showcase the culture and what they have to offer young people. So if they do their job well, and they have been incredibly good at this, students can see their authenticity, their caring for their employees, they can see everything that an employer has to offer, and then they're much more interested in staying with that employer as well.
Yeah, maybe they see somebody that they can see themselves as that person might be my mentor, and I know that they will teach me everything they can and be kind and help lift me up into a position that I'll enjoy for some time.
Right, and that's true that the mentors, so all of our work-based learning opportunities require a one-on-one mentorship where a student really follows a mentor to learn a trade or a skill. And those mentor relationships are really important to the success of a student's pathway that they choose.
Is there an opportunity coming up where we can learn more about this?
Yes, I mentioned some of the different career options that there are. And so we want to explain to young people exactly what that means. How do I do this? Where do I start? What am I signing up for? What does it mean? We plan to explain all of that at a virtual work-based learning informational event coming up on November 30th. It's remote, as I mentioned. It starts at 6:30, but anyone who is interested in participating can call the Career Academy of Pella. Phone numbers online or easily accessible. Call the Career Academy of Pella, and we can get you signed up to learn far more about the details.
And is this just for Pella schools or any school? Anybody hearing this? Anybody?
Our intent is for it to really be throughout the region. So I often explain that some of it has started here in the Pella area, but we are definitely talking to schools throughout Marion County, and it's really open to anyone. We just want to make sure that it's accessible to anyone who feels that it would benefit their students.
All right, so potentially from other counties, there might be programs that they could funnel students into this.
It's all about collaboration. So it's about coming together and finding the solutions for students and employers locally to find opportunities right here in Iowa. So that means we need to start someplace. So we're starting in Pella. We're inviting individuals from across the county to join it. But we get calls all the time from people throughout the state that are saying, how is this program working and how can we learn from you or join you in the conversation?
Okay, anything that we didn't cover that you'd like to cover before we close?
I would just say that if there's anything that I want young people to know is that there are options for young people who want to get into the workplace in a unique fashion. For students who want to go full-time into coursework and get a two-year degree or spend full-time in classes to get a four-year degree, if that's for you, that's great. But if you're looking for alternative ways to get a degree or to get a job, then I really encourage people to come and talk to us, because this concept of getting college credit for the work that you do in a job site and being able to start doing that already in high school at a high rate of pay with benefits is pretty amazing for a lot of young people.